Arizona's information station, AM 1150.
It's 824. I'm Gordon Bizzuti. We've got 17 degrees downtown with more showers on the way today. Not good news for people who are worried about those lake levels, but hopefully they won't amount to a whole lot. Let's hope. With all of the fervor and passion of a prairie pulpit-pounding evangelist, my next guest has taken on a cause relentlessly, and he's a friend, I'm proud to say. Paul Hergott, a lawyer on the West Side, but most people know him for much more than that. He is a passionate crusader for road safety. How are you, Paul?
I'm very well, thanks, and what an introduction. Prairie pulpit-pounding evangelist.
You know those old tent shows that they used to put on at the edge of town when you and I grew up out there on the flats? That's who you remind me of sometimes when you stand up there and say, damn it, it's not enough, you need to do more.
Right.
Although I'm being facetious, people really do need to do more. Paul is runs Hergott Law. He is our top 40 over 40 selection by the Chamber of Commerce and BDO this week. And Paul, let's get right to the heart of the matter. You are trying to end distracted driving. You want it made just completely illegal. Forget the fines. Tell us how that's going.
Well, I tell you, my progress is very, very poor. I've got a very basic message. If all of us would simply pay attention, direct undivided attention every time we're behind the wheel, we would actually eliminate the vast majority of crashes. All of our ICBC rates would go down. Injuries would be reduced. It would be a lovely thing.
It's not happening.
It's not happening, and we're, to a large extent, the cause of it. Our political leadership has had chosen back in 2010 to make a change in the law that banned handheld cell phone use while driving. They did that knowing that hands-free was just as dangerous, but politically they made the decision to ban only handheld. And what does that do? That tells British Columbians that it's safe to drive hands-free.
And it really isn't. I mean, the data does show that you're distracted by easily when you're behind the wheel. It's not difficult to distract someone.
That's true. And having a telephone conversation, being in effectively a rolling telephone booth, is just as distracting with your hands on the wheel or one of your hands holding a phone up to your ear. It's no different, according to the science.
Now, is that disappointing to you? Somewhat of a rhetorical question, because I see it hasn't done anything to reduce the amount of energy that you put into this cause. What's your next move? How can you really hammer this home?
Well, I've started a little petition on change.org. I've got all of 50 people signing it, which isn't a great start. Somewhat recently, before this election, and we'll see who ends up taking on the political leadership. I'm excited to see that, and we can talk to those leaders. But I've suggested that I can bring forward a lawsuit against our political leadership for this idiotic law that bans handheld and not hands-free cell phone use.
So you would bring a lawsuit against the government?
Yeah, see, it wasn't my idea. It was suggested by a medical professor out of Alberta, Louis Francescuti, multiple as far as a name, back in the early fall last year, is a suggestion that should occur, because that policy of banning handheld and not hands-free is actually hurting the driving public.
Well, that's very interesting as well, because people think that it is safe to not actually hold the device, and the evidence suggests otherwise.
Right, we think it's safe in part because the government has told us it's safe by banning only one instead of the other.
You get a lot of support from your cause from all the right people. I mean, you hold an event out at Orchard Park. You've done it for several years now. Every year, the police show up, the fire department, ambulance shows up, representatives from MAD show up, and they are all right behind you. What do you think is the problem with the politicians? Why is this just not a slam dunk?
Well, unfortunately, politicians make decisions based on politics. I hate politics. If decisions were made for the good of the people, ignoring votes, then we would have a far better society. But of course, we're set up so that every 4 years there's an election, and the government has to be popular. People don't want to put down their cell phones.
The other side of this comes home to roost for you on a daily basis. This is what you do for a living. You help people who are injured in vehicle accidents, and you see it every day, don't you?
I do. That's my entire practice. And the irony of it is that if I was successful in my campaign, I would be put out of business. I welcome that, and I bet every police officer, firefighter, ambulance attendant attending these crashes would welcome having their hours reduced if it meant that crashes went down.
Now, Paul, at the very least, we're going to encourage people to seek out your petition. It's at change.org. Is there a special name to it, or how do people find it from there?
I really wish that I could give an easy way to access it. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to put it on my One Crash Is Too Many website. So if you type those words into a Google search, my One Crash Is Too Many.com website will come up, and the change.org petition link will be on the first page.
You're a soldier. Thanks for your time, Paul.
Thank you so much.